Less than 20% of Arizona is privately owned. In a sense, it belongs to everyone. No one person can claim this land. But as KJZZ's Katie Campbell learned for our series Untold Arizona, one man got awfully close by becoming the Baron of Arizona.
Hey, that's a pretty fancy carriage.
Well, now we'll see what a baron looks like.
In Hollywood, the Baron of Arizona, played by Vincent Price, was suave.
I am the Baron of Arizona.
Howdy, Baron.
The Baron was immortalized in film in 1950, but he conned Arizona nearly a century earlier.
James Addison Rivas was born in Missouri, and when the Civil War broke out, he joined the Confederate Army, and he had a knack for forgery, and so he could forge his commanding officer's signature on leave papers, and finally, he just wrote himself a permanent leave.
State historian Marshall Trimble has literally written the book on the hucksters and con men who came to Arizona looking for suckers.
As B.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute, and wherever there's a buck to be made, there's con men out to get it.
Rivas devised a grand scheme to get it, one that took advantage of the United States' recognition of Spanish and Mexican land grants after the Mexican-American War.
Our agents have collected the necessary copies of all certified documents. The royal decrees.
Rivas nearly conned his way into about 12 million acres, from where Sun City sits today, all the way to Silver City, New Mexico.
Why, this grant, it takes in practically the entire territory of Arizona.
It does take in the territory.
The scam relied on forgeries he left in church records from Mexico City to Madrid, inserting a fictitious family into ancient documents. Trimble said that elaborate fake family history traced back to a Miguel Peralta, the Baron de los Colorados.
And now he's missing just one thing. He needs an heir. And in California, he finds a little 16-year-old orphan girl, and he convinces her that she looks just like the Peraltas. How would he know? They didn't exist, but...
He convinces her, too, and marries her. And she believed she was the Baroness even after Rivas' scam had been revealed. And the scam was revealed. Just not before he collected more than $5 million from the Southern Pacific Railroad, mining companies, and landowners like J. Marion Sears. Sears used to have a home where downtown Phoenix sits today. Rivas saw an opportunity.
Landowners were panicking and buying back deeds to their own land. And so J. Marion Sears was one of those.
Karen Chen is a longtime volunteer at the Pioneer Living History Museum where Sears Victorian House sits today. Museum volunteers like her found a deed from Rivas for Sears property for $160.
You know, a lot of them were afraid that they were going to lose all their land and everything on it. So Sears just definitely took the bait and signed the money over.
Back then, folks were suspicious, particularly of strangers trying to gobble up their land. But Sears...
He was not suspicious enough, I think.
The law did catch up to the Baron. The federal government was going to pay Rivas millions to make him disappear, but he decided to sue for even more.
He told such a good lie that I think maybe he started to believe it, too. But he made his fatal mistake when he sued the government, because then it's time to get serious and do an investigation.
Investigators found inconsistencies with the ink, the type of pen he'd used, and even paper bearing the watermark of a mill in Wisconsin, dating back long before Wisconsin was on the map. But really, Trimble says the Baron went down because of a key flaw that thwarted many like him.
Greed, greed, greed.
Arizona's reputation for greed and violence certainly left its mark. But the skepticism the people showed for a man who dared call himself Baron may have left a greater impression. Paul Bender is a law professor at Arizona State University and an expert on the state constitution. He said that skepticism Rivas faced, that frontier mentality, that took root.
That's a feeling I get from the original Arizona Constitution, was leave us alone, don't push us around, give us some tools to protect ourselves against the horrible moneyed interests that are going to come in and try to take over.
After all, Bender said, the feds weren't going to be a champion for Arizona. Even Rivas, who'd made a sucker of the government itself, seemed to escape the full force of justice. The Baron of Arizona, for all his scheming, was found guilty of fraud in 1895.
Will it be a long prison time?
In the end, he served just 2 years in prison and paid a $5,000 fine. Katie Campbell, KJZZ News, Phoenix.